There you go. See, he hadn't had that coffee
yet.
You've
had too much coffee.
He hadn't had that coffee yet. He was a little slow on the cock-a-doodle-doo. Good Arizona morning to you all. I had to do the coffee run this morning. I assume Rosie always stops near his house at 64 Scottsdale and Shea on his way, but I had to do the coffee run this morning. I hit the one on Northern and 19th Avenue on my way in. Called him ahead of time to make sure that they had enough coffee. Said, you know what? It's set. It's ready. You're good to go. I walked in. I never left my name. I never said anything. Just told him what I was looking for. He's like, we got it here. Walked in. I said, I need a dozen assorted donuts and a box of Joe. Now, it's, I don't know why they call it Box O' Joe, but that's what they call it.
Well, because some people call coffee Joe, a cup of Joe, and it's in a box.
There you go. So, walked in. He said, you called earlier. I said, yes, I did. He said, that's your order right there. Paid, walked out. So, we are all here. American runs on Dunkin', as does Rosie on the house Saturday mornings. I'm Romy Romero. To my left here, we have Stan Zunbrennan, Master of Homeowner Relations for Rosie on the House. If you have questions about maybe multiple bids you've seen or questions on a contract or workmanship as it relates to Rosie on the House Partners, he is your man and first person to take the call. We have back in the studio DJ, Master of the Technology and the Electronics that makes it all happen. Right on the other side of the glass there, Stephanie Acuna is there to screen your call at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And a far away satellite position, we have Stacy on social media. And then right here back in studio, we have Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery, who is here for your landscape and gardening calls that we take for the first hour, as we do every single Saturday morning now. And 25th year of Rosie on the House broadcast radio. Welcome to the program. Mr. Harper, how are we starting off this morning?
Well, first of all, happy Mother's Day weekend to
I can always count on you for remembering the holidays. You're good at that. Well, I have yet to learn that.
When you're in the been in the flower business for that long, I guess it's just ingrained in you. But, it is, obviously, as most people know, and Romy, you better get with it. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Particularly with a new one on board.
Yep. So you got extra work to do this year. So happy Mother's Day. And folks can find lots of great gift ideas at their local garden center, nursery, greenhouse for mom. And, you know, there's no end to the things that that you can find for mom there. And we have our little gift shop open this weekend. It's at our Scottsdale store. It's kind of fun. They got all kinds of handmade stuff for mom there. So stop by. Take mom with you. That's even better. Spend some time with her. That's probably what she wants more than anything else.
Is that local gift stuff at your shop? Stuff
couple,
that's made local?
A couple
or
of gals that live here. And,
oh, cool.
One in Scottsdale and one in Gilbert. And they've teamed up. And, yeah, they hand make all the stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's fun. They've done a really great job of remodeling that little back room and turn it into, they call it Trésor du Jardin.
Okay.
It's a mouthful for me, but I think it means garden treasures in some language.
So. Hey, until we learn otherwise, that works.
That works for me.
What's the best Mother's Day gift plant-wise you've ever given?
Gift plant-wise?
I still have a...
That he's ever given?
That I've ever given?
Or the most popular? That he's given his own mother?
Given
is that your question?
Myself?
Yeah.
Well, that you've given to your mother.
Oh.
Or being in the nursery.
You know, it's
generation.
Hard to give my mom plants because she's got them all.
You have to find something else.
So generally what we've done for her is, you know, flowers or, you know, a flower arrangement or a bouquet or fresh flowers because I don't know where she'd put another plant. And if she wants one, she can just get it anytime she wants. But so probably cut flowers and, you know, you can never go wrong with a bouquet of cut flowers or a nice pot. I'll tell you what's even better than that to me, though, is a nice just a planted arrangement of bedding plants, geraniums, flowers in a bowl or a pot or a container that then can be reused or redone as it gets to the next season.
As it relates to a scent, what would be the best scented flower? Sweet pea yet, or is it too early for sweet pea?
Well, it's almost too late. You can get sweet peas as a cut flower all spring. As far as in your own garden, they're probably about done or done by now. Sweet peas are hard to beat. Roses are pretty, and if you got a good, you know, good old variety of roses that smells good, it's, you know, in fact, planting rose bushes and picking your own roses and bringing them in as a bouquet is an awesome deal. You know, there's lots of great lilacs, wisteria. There's a lot of things that smell really good in the
gardenias.
Gardenias are blooming right now. They make a great Mother's Day
gift
plant because this is their natural time of blooming now. So a potted gardenia or a jasmine, star jasmines are blooming. So those are always good ones.
After the gardenias kind of lose their, you know, white, they start to turn a little bit yellow and brown, you know, I put a couple of them underneath it. Seat of my truck to deodorize the inside of my truck. It works
really?
Great
you
for
need
truck
it. Deodorizer. You would need it. No, I could see that.
They work great. They really do. It's better than that, you know, evergreen tree thing you hang from the rear view mirror, you know.
Those are bad. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Just throw a couple of them underneath your seat, and, you know, they get kind of crispy, but they keep, you know, smelling.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that works great.
Most of our trucks need a little smell.
Oh, man. I tease you about yours. That's just because you haven't been in mine, and you're never going to be invited now, so I don't get the back repercussion of being a smart donkey. Hey, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. On the topic of blooms, our first caller this morning from Cottonwood. Listen to us on 780K. KAZM out of Sedona. Diane, good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I love your program. I have a question that doesn't pertain to my flowers particularly. I was wondering if you could tell me where I could go to see the wildflowers blooming. And also, we love to go and see the saguaros, and we can't remember when they bloom.
Okay, well, great question. Wildflowers, probably your area and north is the best chance for wildflowers. Now, most all of them down in the low elevations down here in the desert have pretty well burnt up and dried up.
They call it goat food now.
Yeah, or wildfire fuel.
Yeah.
But it's pretty well done, you know, down here. So I would think Cottonwood, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 foot elevation, headed up towards Flagstaff or up, take the General Crook Trail up towards on the rim towards Strawberry. I would think that'd be a great place to find, you know, lupins and penstemons and Indian paintbrush and stuff like that blooming right now. Saguaros are starting to bloom right now. You know, it's kind of interesting you bring that up because we were talking the other day. Maybe somebody knows, right? They seem later this year and they seem far more sporadic in blooming this year than and I don't know if it's because of the freeze, because of the cold. And it'd be interesting if somebody knows that. I'm not, certainly not an expert on saguaros and saguaro blooming, but took a drive to Payson the other day, Tuesday, and most of the saguaros have not even, they're just barely beginning to bloom, which really late to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but a lot of them aren't blooming at all.
And
just nothing.
And for Diane, Payson would be somebody maybe in the East Valley that wants to drive out and see it, going out of Mesa or Fountain Hills or Scottsdale or someone from Payson coming down. But for Cottonwood, how far, if she's driving south?
South on the I-17, about
Black Canyon
City,
yeah.
Before you start hitting saguaros.
I would say my favorite place probably, part of it burned up, that Cave Creek Complex fire. I mean, that whole drive to Bartlett was beautiful.
Yeah.
And all those saguaros that got eaten up in the heat. So, but I tell you, it's hard to beat Rio Verde and Four Peaks.
For saguaros?
I think.
Yeah, that whole area between really Fort McDowell, Camp Verde, headed towards Payson on the B line there, or that general area's got lots of saguaros. And of course, you know, then as you go down towards Tucson, you've got the Saguaro National Monument you know, just outside of Tucson, there's tons of saguaros, obviously, there, hence the name. But there's pretty cool pockets of saguaros all over our desert, but they are starting to bloom right now.
I do know Arizona Highways has a book specifically on saguaros. I bet they have a handful of listings of places you could go see. And I tell you what, Diane, hang on. We'll get Stephanie to get more information. It sounds like she needs a subscription to Arizona Highways because they always notify you. It's time to go flower gazing. It's time to go check the blooms. It's time to see the wildflowers. When and where.
Okay.
So that'll keep you up to date for next season. It sounds like we missed the lower elevation and the daisies and the African poppies, but Arizona highways will keep you posted.
Now, something pretty interesting. I was in Globe, Miami about a week ago, and the town of Miami, poppies, California poppies, just in the side, they've just crept and all the way through Miami, which it's about...
On all the old mining tills?
Yeah. On the hills, just right down in the street, right down in the cracks of the sidewalks and right in the gutter and everything.
They're everywhere.
Solid orange all the way through the whole town of Miami. It was really pretty.
And they keep reseeding themselves and spreading.
Yeah.
One thing I find really weird about saguaros is how particular they are about where they grow, the elevations. You know, if you're going north on I-17, you know, all of a sudden you get this forest of saguaro, and then all of a sudden you reach a particular elevation, gone.
I think elevation and soil type. You know, mm-hmm. I think there's certain those real clay flats areas out there, like by Lake Pleasant on Carefree Highway, there aren't any hardly. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you get on a hill with a little drainage or rockier soil, you see lots of them.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's got something to do with it, too.
Yeah, amazing.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Andy, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Yeah, in the older neighborhoods of Central Phoenix where I work, I notice there's lots of these silk oak trees that have a nice orange blossom. I wonder where are they imported from and why can't I find any?
Okay.
Plant.
Silk oaks, when I was growing up in the business, we could hardly keep them in stock. Eucalyptus, silk oaks, and bottle trees. We sold just boatloads of those. Silk oaks got the reputation of being pretty dirty. They'd lose a lot of leaves, and they get that big orange flower on it that falls off. You know, as tastes change and landscape changed, we have gravel granite landscapes. They just didn't lend themselves very well. Kind of a trashier tree. As I tell people, there is no clean tree, but we can finish that when we come back after the break.